From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The pace at which lenders are taking back homes is the highest it's been since the start of the mortgage crisis. Danielle Carson says the latest data from foreclosure listing firm RealtyTrack show banks repossessed more than 95,000 homes last month. That's up 3% from July.
Right now, RealtyTrack's Rick Sharga says the housing market is the innocent bystander of a weak labor market that's showing few signs of improving.
The answer to getting the housing market back on its feet is more jobs. It's keeping home buyers off the market, and frankly, even people with jobs are a little reluctant to make the financial commitment to buy a house for fear that they're going to be the next layoff.
Sharga expects foreclosed properties will account for about a third of all residential sales in the second quarter. But that's a good thing. Sharga says burning off the inventory of distressed properties is crucial to helping the housing market get back on its feet. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Pope Benedict has arrived in Scotland. It's the first ever official state visit by a pope to Britain, and a visit that's already proving controversial. NPR's Philip Reeves reports the pontiff is being formally welcomed by Queen Elizabeth at her Scottish palace.
Speaking to reporters on board the flight to Britain, the pope made his strongest comments so far on the child abuse scandal. He acknowledged that the Catholic Church failed to act decisively or quickly enough to deal with priests who molest or rape children. He said he was shocked and saddened on learning of the scope of the abuse and said that the victims were the Church's top priority now. His remarks came amid considerable outrage over the scandal that was fueled anew by revelations in Belgium of hundreds of cases of abuse. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
A new government report shows the use of illegal drugs in the U.S. increasing 9% last year to its highest level in nearly a decade. The main reasons for the rise? A sharp surge in marijuana use, as well as increased use of ecstasy and methamphetamine. The head of the Office of National Drug Control Policy, Gil Kerlikowske, says the move to legalize the medical use of marijuana in a number of states is sending the wrong message to young people. He also blames what he calls eroding attitudes about the dangers of illegal drugs. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas says he sees no alternative but to keep talking with Israel to try to reach a peace accord. That despite 2 days of inconclusive negotiations between the two sides. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton praised Abbas for his statement.
As President Abbas said, the United States and all of us led by President Obama are very committed and determined to work toward a peace agreement through direct negotiations that leads to an independent, sovereign, viable Palestinian state that realizes the aspirations of the Palestinian people.
Clinton was speaking after meeting with Abbas in the West Bank. This is NPR News from Washington. Hurricane Igor has strengthened in the Atlantic, now with speeds of nearly 145 miles an hour. Eric Blake with the National Hurricane Center says the storm will remain well away from the U.S. mainland.
It's expected to be near Bermuda in 3 or 4 days' time, and hurricane watches could be issued.
Blake says Igor could generate dangerous rip currents along the East Coast over the weekend. North Korea is proposing to hold working-level military talks with South Korea. NPR's Louisa Lim in Seoul reports the move comes as the North struggles to deal with the impact of severe flooding on the country's already weak economy.
Ties between North and South Korea have been frozen since Seoul accused Pyongyang of sinking a South Korean warship in March. Now, for the first time since the incident, Pyongyang's proposing military talks. It wants to discuss the de facto sea border between the two and Seoul's plans to fly propaganda leaflets into the North. This comes as the United Nations prepares to hold a fifth round of talks with North Korea's military. Sources are now indicating that an important North Korean party conference may have been delayed. The reasons aren't yet clear. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Seoul.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is pressing China to move faster in allowing its currency to rise in value against the dollar. He's set to testify before two congressional panels today amid growing concern about China's economic policies. University of Maryland economist Peter Morisi.
Many voices that are moderate in their tone when it comes to economic policy have recognized that China is a foot on the neck of the U.S. economic recovery.
Critics say China's economic policies have led to huge trade deficits with the U.S. and the loss of millions of American manufacturing jobs over the past decade. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.